Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 109, Tapping into EFT with Jessica Howard.
Coming from a very sincerely athletic background, I didn't quite buy it. I didn't buy the whole EFT thing because anything positive is just not allowed. You know, you're supposed to be as serious as is humanly possible and beat yourself up as much as you can. And that's not the best way to make yourself a healthy individual.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, then we love it. So if you're like us and you want to be healthy, active, and have fun outside, then you've found the right place. You know, we've all had those conversations with colleagues or teammates where we tell each other to psych yourself up or don't get psyched out. And that really talks to the mental aspect of everything that we do, whether it's athletic performance, relationships, career, that plays a big part in our success. It doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior or if you're an elite athlete, everybody is affected by this. In fact, speaking of elite athletes, my guest today is a three-time national champion in the sport of rhythmic gymnastics, and she's here to share an amazing technique for gaining control over the mental roadblocks that might be holding you back. So in today's show, you're going to discover a simple and powerful technique for reducing emotional impact of memories that can cause stress, and how this technique is used by top athletes and others to get past those self-imposed roadblocks, and how you can start using this on your own today.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So in last week's show, I spoke with Tom Palladino about scalar energy, and it was an amazing conversation where Tom talked about how harnessing this energy is going to have a dramatic impact on the future of healthcare all around the world. If you missed that episode, I really encourage you to go back, check that out. I'm going to have a link in today's show notes at outsidehealthandfitness.com/109. If you just click on last week, you can go back, listen to that show, and get all caught up. So like I said earlier, my featured guest today is Jessica Howard, and she's a former three-time national champion in the sport of rhythmic gymnastics. She's now on the board of USA Gymnastics, and she's a private ballet coach and the author of the book EFT for Sports Performance. You know, she rose to the national title at the young age of only 15 years old. In fact, she was the youngest person ever to do this. And while she was excelling in her competition, the rest of her life was falling apart. She had a lot of pressure on her to perform. She was dealing with very harsh coaching methods, and all of those things led to a series of physical injuries and eventually a mental breakdown. Now, she found EFT, or Emotional Freedom Techniques, which is a self-help method based on cognitive therapy and Chinese medicine. And that led her to recovery and ultimately to the successful career that she enjoys today. So let's get right into my conversation with Jessica. All right. Well, Jessica, I'm excited to have you on the show, and I can't wait to learn all about EFT and your background.
Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here, and I'm excited to tell you.
Okay, this is going to be great. You have a really amazing background in rhythmic gymnastics.
Yes, rhythmic gymnastics. It's the one with the ribbons.
Cool. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was athletic most of my young life, and then I found rhythmic gymnastics when I was 10, and I fell in love with it. I had been a dancer before and just loved the combination of artistry and competition that rhythmic gave me, and I went pretty far with it. I was three-time national champion, and Goodwill Games bronze medalist, and I went until it practically broke me. So wow. It was a wonderful experience, but I'm happy it's in the past.
Yeah, it sounds like you must have had a pretty rigorous training schedule if you got to that level of competition.
You know, it's always a huge question, like how much training should you put in mm-hmm. to achieve a certain goal? And I don't question the amount of training. I just question the kind of training. There was very little emotional stability that went, it didn't help you, you know, in your head. It was all physical.
Right.
So, you know, I had very Soviet method coaches. So it makes you a really great athlete, but it doesn't necessarily foster any health when it comes to, you know, longevity for your career.
Yeah. And that's going to be difficult too, because you are at such a developmental age. I mean, you are very young.
You're very innocent. You don't know what's going on. All you know is that you are in love with what you're doing, and you are in love with the idea of accomplishing something in your sport. And I think that everybody that has a goal experiences that on some level. You know, they start to make certain sacrifices. But only when you're very young like that do you lose, you just don't have any concept of what may or may not be okay as far as how to push yourself and how far to push yourself.
Yeah, right, exactly. So how did you manage to cope with that sort of pressure at that young age?
Well, back in the day, I just focused everything in on my coach, mm-hmm. what my coach said to do and not to do. It wasn't about the judges. It wasn't about the audiences. It wasn't about what people were saying about what I was doing. It was about getting her approval, which on the one hand is a great training technique. On the other hand, it makes you very dependent on your coach.
Right.
And they are very powerful in that scenario. So they can use it to, you know, manipulate situations. And I didn't have the best situation, but that's one of the reasons that I'm so excited about what EFT is able to do for athletes at this juncture.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that. I'm glad you brought that up. So can you talk to us about what is EFT?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, coming from a very sincerely athletic background, I didn't quite buy it. I didn't buy the whole EFT thing mm-hmm. because anything positive is just not allowed. You know, you're supposed to be as serious as is humanly possible and beat yourself up as much as you can.
Wow.
And that's not the best way to make yourself a healthy individual.
Right.
But I met Dawson Church, and he's brilliant. I mean, absolutely brilliant. And stratospherically brilliant. It makes me nervous when I talk to him, because I know what's going on in his head is just, you know, in a different stratosphere. So he started working with me on EFT, and I was, again, very skeptical, but he helped me to understand it's only a simple stress reduction technique. Mm-hmm. It combines Western psychotherapy with Eastern techniques drawn from acupuncture. So it's nothing scary. It's nothing invasive. It's nothing, you know, to make you crawl back into your athletic hole and say, I don't need this. I need to be in pain, you know?
Right. So you met Dawson Church and got into this EFT. Was this something that, and you said you were skeptical about it at first. How did you turn the corner on that? How did you start to see that there was really some benefit to this?
Well, first, just the sheer number of people that have been helped by using EFT. It doesn't seem possible when you look at all the case studies that they've done to ignore. You have to like take into account that there are real people out there, real people who have had real issues that have tried this and it's worked for them. And that was kind of a launching point for me. I really appreciated the fact that there were athletes out there, athletes who had goals, and much like I did, that had been using EFT and it had given them results and immediate results, not just, you know, some pie in the sky thing. They had experienced immediate results.
Hmm. Explain a little bit further exactly what is it that you do, or how do you use EFT to get those results?
Well, the best thing to do if you're completely new to EFT and you don't have a practitioner around is to go to EFTuniverse.com, and they have videos that you can tap along to. Okay. But basically, you're going to be going through a very simple setup phrase. You identify the issues that you're dealing with. whether it's tight muscles or a knee injury or whatever it is. And you say this phrase as you tap through different meridian points. And yes, that sounds like very out there, but it's super simple. And doing this focuses your energy and it allows you to get rid of extraneous bits of emotional crap that might be clouding your actual performance. And, you know, again, I know it sounds crazy, but it actually really works. People have seen such tremendous results. And I myself have seen results. It's been post-career. Unfortunately, I didn't have this while I was training, and I just wish I had.
Yeah. So what are some of the results that you have seen, you know, people achieve using this?
Oh, there are so many examples in the book. There are stories about archers who were having trouble with competitive excellence. You know, they couldn't find their actual, like, best place competitively. Mm-hmm. And then they use this method and they find themselves able to hit bullseyes, you know.
Wow.
And golfers who have limited range of motion. And can you imagine as a golfer being able to find that extra 15 degrees of range of motion in your shoulder that allows you to hit exactly where you want to hit? And then gymnasts who have been able to overcome fears like flipping backwards, you know, which is a major thing if you're going to be a gymnast, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So the stories are very broad. They range from elite athletes who are training in 6 or 7 hours a day, you know, competing in championships, and people who just want to better their lives and become the best athlete that they can be.
That's awesome. So it's really a combination of being centered and calm and being able to think clearly and tap into things, but you're also, there's a physical component to it as well.
It's phenomenal. The physical component seems to be the thing that pushes to the forefront of your mind all the time. You know, just, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this because of this.
Right.
And actually breaking that down and seeing what might be some sort of emotional anchor for that feeling. It might not completely erase the difficulty you're feeling, but it will diminish it based on reality, based on what is holding you back emotionally.
Yeah. And so is this something that you mentioned before, that if you are new to this and you don't have a practitioner around, you can go to this website? You said it was EFTUniverse.com?
EFTUniverse.com.
Yeah.
Or you can just Google tapping or EFT Universe and you can find videos galore.
Yeah.
It's easy to tap along with somebody else, especially if you're a little nervous like I was. I'm still nervous.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be perfect as an athlete. Of any level, you want whatever you're doing to be absolutely perfect, and to actually embrace the fact that you're dealing with imperfection. Mm-hmm. And you're working towards something that's a little bit more perfect. It's not going to mean it's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's a revolutionary thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, going to EFT Universe and tapping along with some videos, and then finding out a little bit more and getting into the material is really going to help.
So it sounds like it's something that somebody could do on their own. Obviously, I'm sure you can progress a lot quicker with somebody guiding you along, but even on your own, you could experience some benefits from this.
It's an extraordinary way to start.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend it just so people can see the kind of emotional relief that they actually feel when they participate along with somebody else that's tapping.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there are further workshops and there are things you can do, but there are EFT practitioners out there all over the place that can help take you through something, and they've been trained and they know exactly how to. Actually, it's not that complicated. You're making it sound complicated.
Yeah.
They just know how to guide you through the process, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So this is something that I could see that this has tremendous potential no matter what you're facing as a challenge, whether it's an athletic challenge or maybe if someone is looking to get in shape or de-stress or have a better relationship. I mean, it could go into all sorts of aspects of life, right?
Absolutely. It really covers but I think the beauty in it is it is so simple. You're not trying to attack something so great. You're trying to just identify something within yourself. And once you're able to do that, it creates a level of freedom that you don't normally get to experience, because we're always so bombarded with how complicated life is and, you know, being down on ourselves. So just identifying one thing at a time, what's actually holding you back, and then in this instance, tapping on it, yep. It really alleviates the heaviness of that emotional feeling.
Is this something that you practice on a daily basis, almost kind of like a meditation or a yoga sort of a practice, or is it something that you do on a just kind of as needed basis?
Most of the people that find the greatest result do it on a regular basis, but that is not to say that that's the only way to do it. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm not perfect, and I only get around to it a few times a week to really sit there and actually focus on it. But you see results no matter what.
Wow. You referenced a minute ago, you said something about a book. So you have a book that you have been a part of.
Yes, I do.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, it was a crazy experience for me to even like think of contributing to this book. My co-author was Dawson Church. And again, he is the be-all and end-all when it comes to EFT. Just a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
And my contribution was the athletic side. Again, I didn't have EFT when I was younger. So just providing a realistic view of what it takes to be an athlete and what it takes to be an elite athlete is what I put into this book.
And you said there are a lot of stories in the book from other athletes that saw great results from EFT. Can you share one of those stories?
One of my favorite ones is the one about a pole vaulter. Mm-hmm. And they were close to the top ranks, very close to the top ranks. And they started EFT as just kind of a fluke. Like they didn't have any expectation at all. And they had heard about the results and they started, and they started to tap on things like, even though I'm feeling insecure about the weather, which as a pole vaulter is a big deal.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you're in the middle of a terrible weather, like what are you going to do if you can't pole vault in bad weather, you know? And they started to really just internalize what was going on with their experience as an athlete. And I know from my personal experience, even breaking down to a level that you can experience, it makes a huge difference. So when you add in the meridians and the tapping points, and it just relaxes you and focuses you, you know, he saw an incredible result and ended up being a world champion.
Wow. So this was really about, in some ways, it's kind of a almost like an affirmation sort of thing that's going on, where you're just having more positive self-talk.
It helps with positive self-talk. It helps you to dig deeper into the self-talk that you're normally used to, and yeah. helps you reprogram it. Yeah.
Right. When this pole vaulter is faced with a challenge, rather than having that self-talk that says, oh boy, I'm concerned about this, I'm not sure if I can do this, that's replaced with something much more positive and affirming for him.
And it's not like in the middle of the moment, they decide, okay, I'm going to stop and tap now.
Yeah, you know? Right.
with other sessions, they worked on what the original feeling was when they felt that limitation. So yeah. If they felt like they couldn't work in the weather, then you start to think about when was the first time you felt that, you know, limitation. Mm-hmm. And then it unfolds from there. Once you discover what it is that was holding you back, it kind of sets you free because you know where it comes from.
Right.
And you can continue to tap on various aspects of situations. It's not always one situation. There are multiple things that go into any feeling, you know, but it really helps you if you can actually break these massive things down. Especially as an athlete, you tend to build these things up to a place where you can't even get through, you know. Right. It almost stops people from wanting to move forward. And whether you're a recreational athlete or you're an Olympic athlete, it's the same.
Yeah.
And I think that's what EFT really helps you deal with.
Right. It's really more preparing yourself ahead of time. It's a long, slow change.
If you're lucky enough.
Yeah.
If you do it, it does prepare you ahead of time. And it helps you face your fears long before you have to face them yourself.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you think we should touch on that we haven't touched on in our discussion about EFT?
I don't know, except that it's awesome.
It sounds awesome. It sounds really cool. It's maybe we could talk just for a second about if we have some people that are listening to this that say, yeah, you know, I'm a weekend warrior. I kind of go out and I do a couple of things, but I'm not competing or anything like that. What other parts of somebody's life could EFT influence or impact?
I've been a part of workshops where I've seen people that are dealing with anything dealing from with food disorders to sleep to fear of flying. I mean, EFT is very broad-based. And once you get the basic recipe down for how to deal with your issues, it really does help as a huge stress relief. I mean, once you identify your issues and you're able to really work through one thing at a time, it provides a tremendous support. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to help people find a support for what their dreams are and what their realities are.
Yeah. It's really about all of those things that I just watched a TED talk the other day, and I can't remember who this was now, but she was talking about the placebo effect in medicine.
Yes,
and how
yes.
powerful that is. So this is really very similar to that.
It's absolutely similar, and it's called the generalization effect.
Yeah.
And you often find when you neutralize one feeling or one emotion that it has a domino effect through the rest of your, you know, feelings and emotions. And you end up, you know, self-limiting beliefs are neutralized and they can no longer interfere with performance. And that is a huge deal. And it allows you to relax and enjoy every aspect of your sport with improved results. I mean, that is a huge thing, you know, no matter what walk of life or, you know, what your athletic goals are.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what do you do now for athleticism? Do you still do gymnastics?
I've stayed involved with gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the board of directors for USA Gymnastics.
Nice.
And we represent athletes. But then in my day-to-day life in New York City, I work with ballerinas and dancers.
Ah.
Yeah, I basically torture them. I stretch them and condition them.
Yeah.
And I do as much as possible to help them get to the next level of their performance as well.
That's great. And that's a very athletic thing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. I hope people out there understand that you're really dealing with a sport when it comes to dance.
Yeah.
These are some of the most competitive and talented and hardworking ladies I've ever met.
Yeah. It's amazing. Well, that's great. And now, where can we get your book if we're interested in learning more about EFT and particularly EFT for sports performance?
Amazon.com.
All right. I think everyone knows where that is.
Yep, I think so. And they can look for EFT for sports performance, or they can go to the EFTuniverse.com website.
Yeah.
And find us there as well, along with a lot of other information, not just a lot, I mean, a lot of other information about EFT and how they're able to apply it to their own, you know, personal experience.
That's great. Well, Jessica, thank you so much. This has been so much fun to talk with you. And this sounds like a really exciting and fascinating thing that you've talked to us about today.
Well, that's good.
I got to run right over to EFT University and check, not University, EFT Universe and check it out.
Thank you.
So every week I am doing a live show with another Jessica Bailey, and it's called The Best Life Show. Last week we had Kevin Smullen on the show and it was fantastic. Kevin talked to us about that situation where, you know, you're exercising, you're watching what you eat, but you're not losing weight. How come? What's going on? Well, Kevin filled in the missing piece of the puzzle and, more importantly, shared with us what you can do to get past that and achieve the weight loss goals that you want. It was a great show. The other part of the Best Life Show that I really like is that it's live, so anything can happen. We do it on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., and you get to watch us live, chat in the chat room, ask the guests questions yourself, whatever you want. It's a ton of fun. And I really hope to see you over there. So go to the show notes today. I'm going to have a link in there for the Best Life Show. You can watch the show we did with Kevin, and you can come on over and join us for future episodes. I'll see you there. So today we learned that often we're our own worst enemy when it comes to performance. You know, our thoughts, memories, that negative self-talk, all those things can hold us back from the success and the things that we want to get out of life. EFT is a simple technique that anybody can use to help reduce or eliminate stressful memories and emotional distress. That way, you're free and clear to perform at your best in all areas of your life. I want to thank Jessica for coming on the show and sharing her story and the powerful information that she shared on EFT. I'm going to have links in today's show notes for EFT Universe. You can go over there. It's an amazing site. They've got all kinds of great information on EFT, how to do it. There's videos, there's books. Fabulous site. You're going to love it. I want to thank you for listening to the show also and being part of the Outside Health and Fitness community. And if you haven't yet, make sure that you sign up for our weekly newsletter while you're on the site. You're going to get exclusive Outside Health and Fitness articles, resources, and my morning Tabata routine as a special thank you. So stop by outsidehealthandfitness.com/109 for all the links, all the resources that we talked about today. Thanks again for listening to the show, and I'll see you outside. Outside Health and Fitness is a proud member of the Best Life Network, bringing you shows that help you stay happy, healthy, active, and strong.